Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez said teachers who have not yet taken the vaccine should do so as jobs are still available. Dr. Gonzalez also reiterated his assurance that vaccination is safe.
I want to thank the public servants who overwhelmingly have been doing a fantastic job. I want them to know that I love them very much. I want to plead again with the teachers. In this period of respiring, in this period of fresh hope, please take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. I want to see you come back and work. We haven't filled the overwhelming majority of the positions permanently because I'm waiting on you. Please, the vaccine ain't going to kill you. The vaccine ain't going to harm you. Eh? There's an abundance of evidence from about 40,000 people in the country who have taken it. Mm-hmm. We don't fight up one another with this thing now, please. And we shortly fill in the position before the end of July. Come on. Let's go now.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 3,975. And Barbados on Thursday confirmed 326 new COVID-19 cases from 823 tests carried out by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory on Wednesday, June 29th. Internationally, state media in Pyongyang has claimed that North Korea's outbreak of COVID-19 began with citizens touching alien things that had fallen near its South Korea border. Citizens were urged to be vigilant around objects that may have blown across the border from the south. For years, activists in South Korea have flown balloons across the border to send leaflets and humanitarian aid. In response, Seoul says there is no possibility that COVID-19 have crossed the border in that way. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.